God will, after Jesus was raised from the dead, he never, it's not his will that any member of the body of Christ be sick. But we accept that a lifestyle. You know how much we accept it? And I'm not knocking anybody. Thank God for them. And when something go wrong in our body, we say, the doctor said it. You rarely hear people, but Jesus said it. Y'all ain't talking to me too good now. The doctor say I got this. The doctor say I got this here. And the doctor say I'm going to live these many days. And the doctor say we forget about Jesus. Say I satisfy you a long life. The number of your days I will fulfill. We just, all that just go out the window. And the doctor say if I do this, and the doctor said that. And we become guilty. We are taken, and when we take this and don't recognize what Jesus said, and we listen to all this other stuff, we are taking this unworthily, in an unworthy manner. Instead of saying, when I eat this bread and drink this cup, that's it, glory to God. That's it. That's it. Whatever's in my body, out of here. You can't live here. This body is the house of God. This body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. And I forbid any kind of disease to move up in here and try to rule somewhere he has no place. You're illegal. You're an enemy. Now leave here in Jesus' name. And when the church get that, you know what will happen? I'm going to tell you, like I heard somebody else say it. We have to go outside of the church to find somebody to pray for to get them healed. Hallelujah. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? And when are we, I told you in another message that we preach, the Lord is endeavor to get us to that place. I said the Lord is endeavor to get us to that place in him. Hallelujah. This don't cost you nothing. I'm not gonna charge you for this one. I'm just gonna give it to you. This one is free. Jude said, the Lord is his purpose is to get us to that place where we all walk in divine health. I'm going to say it again because y'all looking at me. It's been ours all the time, but we've been lied to so much and deceived by false talking, unbelieving believers, and people that didn't know what they were talking about. But Jude said in Jude 24, now unto him that is able to present you faultless before his presence. Jude, ain't but one chapter, so you can't miss this. You go to the 24th verse. You say, now what chapter was it in? It's in Jude 1, okay? So if you go looking for two, you ain't gonna find it. So he said, now unto him that is what? Able to keep you from falling. And to do what? Present you how? Before where? Before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He's not going to present you. He said, oh, what a struggle I had to get him here. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's a monster to deal with. Oh, God. No, no, no. No. He's going to do it with exceeding joy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So listen, let's go back to our We're going to get through this here in a minute. Because I told you we're going to deal with something. Okay? We're going to deal with something. And something, we got a purpose behind this. And let me hurry. Hallelujah. He said in verse 27? Verse 28. Right? Let's pick up at verse 28. But let a man do what? Let a man do what? Examine himself. And so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Once you examine yourself, make sure my attitude is right about this. See, you can do something and have a bad attitude. You can do what's right, but with the wrong attitude, you still mess it up. Let a man examine himself. I'm going to do it, but I ain't want to do this. Don't make no sense to a little old cup of juice and a little piece of bread. Make no sense to me. See, you got the wrong attitude. Because he said, when you drink this cup, you eat this bread, you are showing forth the Lord's death until he comes. In other words, you're going to show forth what he died for and will raise again for, able to keep you wealthy, healthy, and safe and sound till he returns. No devil going to take you out. No sickness is going to rule your body. And I'm not going to let my appetite rule me either. I'm not going to let my mind rule me, because he paid for it all. Hallelujah. So when I eat today, I'm examining myself. I'm in the right attitude. I got my faith out there. I believe anything going on in my body is not right. When I eat, immediately, that power, the power of the blood, removes sin. Show it up. First John said, if I confess my sin, he's faithful and just to do what? Forgive me of my sins and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And Lord, I see where I missed it and I repent. Well, then he cleansed you up. And I see where I've been misusing, abusing my body. I thank you, Lord, I receive healing for my body today. So I'm not afraid of any kind of disease. I don't care what the name is. I don't care who come up with it. It don't come nigh my dwelling. It will not come nigh my dwelling. And you have to be bold, assertive, convinced, fully persuaded that what God said is the truth. And you get that truth inside of you by feeding, meditating on the Word of God. And making God's word final authority in your life. Did you hear what I said? So listen. Where did I stop at? Verse 28. Yes, sir. For he that what? Verse 29. For he that what? Eateth and drinketh unworthily. Eateth and drinketh what? Damnation. To himself, not what? Not discerning the Lord's body. All right? Not discerning the Lord's body.